For just $5, you can enjoy some delicious treats, hang out with cool people, and help steer the future of communities in Greater Cincinnati. Cincy Sundays is an ice cream social that provides micro grants for innovative ideas in Greater Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky. The events are also entirely kid-friendly and lots of fun. Local business professionals Christine Freck and Erica Fiola are the organizers of the event, and I met with them to find out more. I'm here with Christine Freck and Erica Fiola to talk about Cincy Sundays. And I guess the best way to begin would be, how'd you get this idea? This has to be one of those ideas that somebody sees this and says, why didn't I think of that?
Erica and I went on a trip to Detroit together with the Hale Foundation, and Detroit has a similar program called Detroit Soup. And Erica is very familiar with a similar program in St. Louis called St. Louis Sloop. So we really liked the idea, very similar, where you come together, you pay money at the door, they convene around soup, and they hear community ideas. And we thought, how incredibly attainable, what a great program, but let's make it a little funkier for Cincinnati. Let's make it a little bit more local. So we said Cincinnatians really love their ice cream, so why not do Sundays instead?
And the other side of it being ice cream then makes the event so family-friendly.
It is incredibly family-friendly, and we've been thrilled. Our first event was attended by old, young, you know, kids running around with ice cream all over their face, and, you know, it was really beautiful. We weren't necessarily expecting that or promoting it that way so much, but it did just happen, and we're thrilled that it did.
Could you just give me a quick rundown of the general idea behind Cincy Sundays?
This next event on May 11th is at Covington Arts in Covington, and you pay $5. You get a bowl of gelato from Dojo Gelato. There's a topping bar that you're able to make a sundae, and then you'll hear four ideas from four people or organizations in the greater Cincinnati region in Northern Kentucky, and then you'll vote for your favorite. And then whomever gets the most votes gets all the money that's raised at the door, so all of the $5. And then the big idea challenge of the Greater Cincinnati Foundation is also matching one-to-one, and so the winner will end up getting twice as much money.
And these ideas that are being pitched or being presented, they're basically ideas on how to improve the community?
Yeah, that's right. So we know that there are a lot of fantastic ideas out there, and people are really passionate about Cincinnati, but we felt really strongly that we wanted to help promote ideas that were going to make Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky a better place to live. And so we specifically focus Cincy Sundays around community improvement. So what helps bring people together? What are ideas that will help influence economic development or community development or thriving and vibrant neighborhoods? And we've been lucky. Those are the exact type of proposals that we've received.
And speaking geographically, the first event that you mentioned was at Rheingeist, the second one's at Covington, the third one's in Walnut Hills. You're really making an effort to include the entire greater Cincinnati area.
Absolutely. That's something we, you know, when we were starting this, we felt really strongly about. Christine and I both work in community development in our real life jobs. And Christine works for Vision 2015, which is in Northern Kentucky. I work at Agenda 360, which is in Cincinnati. So we felt very strongly that whatever we do had to be regional, that we did not want the river to divide sort of the great work that's happening here.
Now, I know this is only going to be your second event, but the first event raised over $1,700 for the cause. Do you think that's going to be the norm?
You know, we're very hopeful that we maintain that level of attendance. We had 175 people at Rheingeist, which was incredible to see. Truly, Erica and I built this off of a real grassroots platform. We put an event out on Facebook and really hoped that it caught on. And we're hopeful that we'll really maintain. So we really advertise that people should expect that those $5 will really add up to about $750 to $1,000. And then we push it forward with those match opportunities. So like Erica mentioned, in these first two events, the Big Idea Challenge of the Greater Cincinnati Foundation stepped up and did a match, which really threw it over the edge.
Included in these Cincy Sunday events, you also have a number of local sponsors that help you put these events on.
We do. People have been coming out of the woodwork. When we, you know, put this out there, like Christine said, very grassroots. We're just hoping we could get it off the ground. And so vendors from Findlay Market have been incredibly supportive in finding us. So Dean's Mediterranean Imports, Daisy Mays Market, Kind Granola. I mean, all these people came forward and just said, like, we want to give you toppings for your sundaes. And so it's been really incredible. And then both Hype, which is a young professional organization in Cincinnati, and Legacy, which is in Northern Kentucky, they have both supported us. Hype is sort of the topping sponsor, and then Legacy is the spoon sponsor, because you can't eat a sundae without a spoon.
If someone has an idea in their head of something that could be a really great way to help the community, and they want to approach you to have this included in a Cincy Sundae, what do they do?
Sure. It's a very easy process. You visit our website, which is cincysundays.com. And there's on the website, there is an apply page that goes through the whole process. But really what it is you complete or you put together a one-page PDF document and then send it over to our email account, which is all listed on the website. And then, you know, we sort of sift through them and figure out which ones make the most sense for the upcoming event. Applications are due a week before the event. And then we pick four that then are the ideas to present. If you submit an idea and it's not chosen, we do keep it in the running for future events as well.
The last event, the winner, I guess, to say, was an idea called Art Walks. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me about that?
Yeah, it's Margie Waller and Pam Kravitz, and they had this really great idea. They recognized in certain neighborhoods there is a speed problem with drivers, specifically in Over the Rhine in Northside, and they know that if they put really artistic crosswalks in, that cars naturally slow down. They've seen this research across the world, and what was really interesting is while they were presenting, Pam was drawing this very artistic thing on the wall, and so there was lots of interaction. But this will take place at Second Sunday, and they're going to start their work, and they're using roads that are already going to be closed down for the event. And so they'll start painting, I believe, in June and get the first artistic crosswalk in. And I think people really felt passionately because it was going to help create a community that was vibrant. Obviously, having art right on the street is a really unique idea, but that it also benefits the community in slowing drivers down, making sure that it's safe for children, making sure that it's safe for the community, that we keep Cincinnati a walkable community.
And just to reiterate the idea, Cincy Sundays is open to absolutely everyone, and preferably people who like ice cream and people who want to have an impact on their community. Can you tell me, or you're not allowed to talk about some of the potential ideas for this upcoming Cincy Sunday?
Yeah, no, we can give you a little teaser. We can give you a little bit. So we have four really great ideas from across the region. Again, we really feel strongly that they're coming from both Northern Kentucky and Cincinnati. So we have one that's focusing on alleys in Over the Rhine. So we're using alleys for artistic performances. Actually, another alley project in Northern Kentucky. So Tobacco Alley, which they want to do a night market there, which could be pretty cool. My Cincinnati, which is an orchestra program for children, and then OTR Improv, which they want to do, or they are going to do, an improv festival in Over the Rhine in September. So they're looking for funding for that. So four really exciting ideas.
My thanks to Christine Freck and Erica Fiola from Cincy Sundays. You can find out more information about all of the upcoming Cincy Sunday events at our website, wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.